We end up, in the end, we end up with the test of proportionality, right? That's exactly it. So any act, it's actually good, you know, necessary when it's temporary and so on. So we have usually concrete criteria that should be fulfilled. And in this case, these terms, from my point of view, at least as a lawyer, they were not fulfilling really they were rather vague than fulfilling really some legally sound test of proportionality. Meaning that if we're just talking about, what was it, objective criteria and justification, I just closed it actually, in the letter B of para 13, is just to, first of all, ask the experts, should that be like governed by and written like by the optional protocol and then by national laws when implementing it, or should that be actually left to the margins of the consideration, which is more a bit dangerous, and it's in such a case it might require really to set some criteria that could be more clear in which circumstances it is still objective. It can be still considered as the objective criteria. So yeah, maybe the test of proportionality can be another basically link, linked to my previous question. Test of proportionality, if the legal experts could elaborate on this as well, how we can define what is still proportional when it comes to racial profiling. So that's linked to that letter B, that it's setting these objective criteria and just reasonable justification. I hope that Brazil agrees with me. Yeah, all right, good, thank you.
Thank you, it's always good to see